And but quail and doves, that there's the biggest we've had here, and they've cleaned up everything till all the quails took the swamp. Mm-hmm. And a dove, he's a migrator. And you know, I caught a jaybird in a trap back around him. I had to fix one for the wolf rats there, Beth. Mm-hmm. And a jaybird went there, and he had a band on it. Mm-hmm. And I called the ranger and asked him about that. I said, I want to ask you something. I said, I didn't know it. I said, is it a jaybird a migrator? He said, yeah. Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Well, I told him I did. Uh-huh. I said, well, I caught one with a band on him, and I said, I wouldn't have killed him. Mm-hmm. But I done killed a jaybird before I found the band on him.
Yeah.
And he said, I can send that to Washington, so you take it off, and said, I'll send it to Washington, and we'll find out what it would put on that. Mm-hmm. So you can do that. They, you know, they tag fish and a lot of things. They tag and turn it loose to see where, how far to travel and so on. Mm-hmm. But I sure didn't know. I thought a jaybird stayed a quail, dude. I dove. But we sure been treated ugly by our dove. You know, they got a game and fish commission set up here in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And they have got two or three seasons. They call it split seasons. Mm-hmm. And you know, they kill them doves. And them are nesting, great goodness, they're in the full speed of raising. I mean, they're raising the best at the time. Mm-hmm. Now, I walked back yonder one day, there was the first day season come in. Mm-hmm. Picked up my gun and I walked back there. And I had to go through a bunch of woods, blackjacks and everything, right where the dove was raining. Mm-hmm. And hit with one dove right after another and falling over them nets. You know, you walk up on one nest, you fall off like she's crippled. Mm-hmm. That's to get you.
So you chase her. Uh-huh. Well, you're chasing her, all the little ones run away.
That's what she wants you to do. She's she's leading you away from the nest. Uh-huh. And it was just one right after another. Mm-hmm. Well, I said, I know they didn't want to shoot you. And they were killing them birds over there. Mm-hmm. It just like a war. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I talked to the ranger about it. I said, I got something on me. Can't there be something done? I said, you know what they're doing to these birds? I said, they don't want to be shooting these birds now. He says, you ain't the only one wants that. Mm-hmm. But he said, now we ain't nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. And all they claim, we got them this way, but I know better because we used to have plenty of doves and we ain't got them now.
Yeah.
And they kill them all out that way. Every season ought to come in the same day and go out the same day. Mm-hmm. Now here's something else folks do. Now you'll hear a man say he's too good for that.
Mm-hmm. Heard plenty of people say it.
He'll be going across yonder to a dove shoot.
Yeah.
And a big covey, a fat covey quail get up, he'll shoot them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they say they won't do it, but you see I happen to know better.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
Well, if you let all the seasons come in and go out at the same time. Mm-hmm. But then you ain't gonna shoot that quail out of season, you ain't gonna shoot that dove out of season. Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna shoot that deer out of season.
Yeah.
Why, they shoot they shoot deer. Mm-hmm. Well, you hear a man shoot over yonder, you don't want to shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell if it's pretty loud sometimes. You know he's not shooting doves. He's shooting at a deer or something.